Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Scarda.
Here.
Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skolbeck. Excused. Brock Williamson.
Here.
Quorum present. Correspondence, Jean.
I've done this evening.
Okay. Citizens' comments. If there's anybody wishing to speak, now is your time to do so. All we ask is that you give your name and address for the record. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments. New business. Consider the request of John Huggett, Bolt Company, for approval of final site and operational plan stage 3 for Aurora. Jean?
Trustee Serpy and members of the Plan Commission, the audience. The petitioner has purchased approximately 64 acres of land located at 12500 Aurora Drive within the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park for the development of the construction of the Aurora Healthcare Health Center, Pleasant Prairie Ambulatory Care Center, and Medical Office Building. The proposed $130 million development would include approximate 100,000-square-foot ambulatory care center and a three-story, 100,000-square-foot professional office building, as well as associated surface parking and open space. The building is situated on the site to accommodate a future expansion as the health care needs of the community evolve. The planning and design of the proposed facility would preserve the site's woodlands, which are on the very south end, and some natural wetlands that are at the north-northwest corner of the site, providing care in a natural and healing environment. The proposed health care facility would offer new and expanded services in an ambulatory care center and professional office building. Again, this facility is intended to meet the growing health care needs of the residents of the village and the surrounding communities, ensuring access to high-quality, cost-effective care in a convenient location. Within the facility will be operating rooms, imaging rooms, rehab equipment, prep and recovery, clinic exams, food service, a laboratory, pharmacy, sterilization equipment, rehab equipment. The equipment used will support all of the identified departments and rooms. They also listed a generic listing of equipment that will be provided for at that facility, including two CT, MRI, X-ray, bone densitometer, mammography, ultrasound operating rooms, steam sterilizers, disinfector, centrifuge stretchers, exam tables, all the things that you typically would see in this type of facility. There's also going to be a screen mechanical service area that will be located in the northwest side of the village of the building. It's estimated that this facility will provide for 260 full-time and 28 part-time employees working on two shifts. This will be approximately 140 new jobs. A total of 737 parking spaces are provided with separate entry, and two dock service court areas are shown on the west side of the building. It's anticipated that the average daily auto trips would be 2,565 per day and four daily truck trips per day. Access to the development, as you know, it's under construction, will be from an internal roadway system, which is a private road, Aurora Drive, that connects the boulevard entrance to 120th Avenue, which is the west frontage road, and it extends to 128th Avenue. There'll be no direct driveway access to 104th Street or Highway Q to the south. A total of three access points are proposed along 128th Avenue. As you know, Lot 1 of CSM 2866, north of the property, will provide for regional basins for the corporate park and will also handle stormwater for the Aurora site as well as the southern end of the corporate park. The grading of the Aurora lot and the facilities within the outlot will be completed by Aurora pursuant to our development agreement. All public roadway improvements and public utilities serving Aurora have been designed and all are under construction. The public improvements are intended to be installed by the village and are anticipated to be completed in the fall of 2019. The village is coordinating electrical services needed for the corporate park street lighting, and Aurora is also coordinating their on-site gas and electric service needs with We Energies. As you can see, we've had a number of previous approvals for this development, a master conceptual plan, on April 2, 2018, preliminary site and operational plan, stage 1, on June 11, 2018. On June 18th, we also had a development agreement this year. Also on June 18th, we had a comprehensive land use plan and zoning map amendments. And on July 9, 2018, we also had a preliminary site and operational plan, and this is stage 2. Again, by allowing this project to be developed in phases or stages, it's allowed them to start this project actually in July and then keep moving through the process so that they can stay on track for their opening in the summer of 2020. This evening, they have the next stage, which is stage three of the preliminary site and operational plans that's being presented this evening. And this is for the external area of the building or the vertical elements of the building to be built. I know that they intend to get moving as quickly as possible with respect to the steel erection on the site, and then they'll be probably working through that through the winter months and into the spring. The final site and operational plans, which is stage four, that will be submitted sometime in November, and that will include all the interior build-out plans, the final landscape plans, exterior lighting plans, exterior signage plans, and the DSIS agreement and access easement. And we've been working with them on all of those things, so that will be the next final stage from them that will be coming. Stage four will also include a zoning map and text amendment that will be considered as part of a planned unit development for their site related to signage and landscaping. So again, building shell construction is intended to begin by November with the approval of the stage three. Again, that entire project is still proposed to be finished by summer of 2020. We did have a groundbreaking with Aurora a few weeks back, and that turned out to be a wonderful day, and it was a great opportunity for Aurora to display and exhibit, you know, not only the work that has been completed to date, but and also to showcase what the facility is going to mean to their team as well as to Pleasant Prairie and the surrounding area of Kenosha County and other communities. With that, this is not a public hearing, but Brian Eswine is here from Aurora, and I would like to just introduce him real briefly just to give you a quick update as to where they are with the construction.
John.
Good evening. I'm Brian Eswine. I'm the construction manager for Aurora. So we appreciate your partnership and your support going through these multiple phases and stages. So stage three represents the enclosure package, which we intend on working with steel with the procurement starts bringing to site in November, late November. That'll work our way through the late spring, early summer of 2019, which will set us up for the interiors package, which is then the stage four package, which will get us to enclosing out, finishing out the interior space, and then ultimately moving equipment in for that 2020 July opening, grand opening.
Sounds exciting. Brian, if we have any questions for you, we'll call you up. The commission has any questions for him?
I have one.
Go ahead.
Can you remind me about the sports and health field, how you're going to use that?
Sports and health field is a rehab field. So you take some of the – it's a combination between the adolescent care as well as the elderly care, which is an actual artificial turf field on the outside of the building, on the northwest corner of the building.
Thanks. Mike, I got a quick one. Question to staff. The entrance off of the frontage road, is that going to have a deceleration lane?
My understanding is that there will be an XL decel lane at that location. And then there's a median break right there, so it'll bring you right into to Aurora Drive. But, yes, there is some work at bringing them right from the north into that.
A little hard to see on this road. Mm-hmm.
Wayne?
I don't have any questions. I think it's a good project for the community. I'd move approval, Chairman, if there aren't any other comments.
I would second it.
Motion made and second for approval of the site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thanks, Brian. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Item B. Site and operational plan for the remodeling of McDonald's on 120th Avenue. Jean.
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission in the audience. This is the request of Thomas Good with Hag Muller, Inc. on behalf of McDonald's for the approval of site and operational plans for the remodeling of the interior and exterior of their site and facility. And this is at 1055 120th Avenue. The petitioner is requesting approval then for the updating and remodeling of the McDonald's facility located at 1055 120th Avenue. The project includes exterior modifications to the 25-year-old facade, including sign updates, interior modeling, and not minion, but minor site modifications. Exterior building modifications include removal of the mansard roof and the construction of an updated, more modern facade. The 3,707-square-foot building will be 19 feet 4 inches tall. The new building materials will include brick for the main building materials, Nichiha wall system for the tower element on the north and east elevations, and corrugated metal panel system along the top, but and the payment by the payment and pickup windows as well. Very similar to if you've been to the McDonald's by Pershing Plaza. They have that corrugated right at the top metal panel strip all the way around. In addition, new wall signs will be installed on the west and north elevations. Site modifications include new concrete curbs, updating the perimeter sidewalks, ADA parking spaces to comply with all current ADA requirements, new concrete in the parking lot at the dumpster entrances, restriping parking lot space markings and drive-through paving markings, new drive-through menu boards, and other on-site directional informational signs. At this time, the monument sign is to remain unchanged. In addition, the siding of the trash enclosures will be painted and new Trex decking on the gate of the enclosure. The existing parking lot does not currently meet setback requirements, but is considered legal nonconforming. The building is proposed to remain open during the remodeling, which is planned to start this fall. The staff does have a number of comments and conditions, so we do need to get some additional information from them regarding the sizes of their signage and the signs on the site. We also have some concerns regarding the wraparound sidewalk that is intended to be on either side and then north or west of the handicapped accessible parking. So we have a little bit of a concern with respect to that. We'd like to work that through with them because we're just not sure that that's really going to work with the eventual reconstruction of 120th Avenue when the roundabout is under construction. And so there's a couple of different things on the site that if they put it in today, we're going to be ripping it out. So I think we need to kind of relook at a couple of things with respect to that handicapped accessible parking, which is a little bit of a problem. And because there's a little bit of a grade change there, I guess we need to look at what they're ultimately looking at with respect to that. I know that they have been talking about doing this remodel update for a very long time. Again, this really has not seen too much updating in 25 years. They have done some work on the inside, but to bring the whole outside to a more fresh and updated look, and now that we've got the new Fairfield Inn and Suites that's open and another use across the street and to the south of them, we've got a lot of new uses coming in that area. To update them, I think is kind of important at this time, and I think that they're looking towards doing that.
Comments or questions?
There is representatives here, so I'm not sure if they want to come up and answer any of those questions.
Who has control of the parking lot south of Culver's and east of McDonald's over there? Who does that belong to? Culver's. That's Culver's?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Any comments or questions that the petitioner may have?
Good evening, commissioners. I'm Steve Jeske. I'm the project architect for this project. Also with me tonight is Jeff Whitens. Jeff is on the owner-operator end of this project. We are in full agreement with the recommendations made by the planning staff on this project. As far as clarifications, we will be working with the planning staff as necessary to discuss the ADA parking. One of the comments was, why did it go around the backside? And the reason for that is, while the code doesn't mandate it, they really strongly suggest that anybody in the parking does not go behind another parked vehicle to get to the access aisle. So that's why we always wrap around the front side of the spaces. That way those people that are in the farther spots away from the cross aisle, they go around the front of the vehicle where they can't get hit because they're down low and they can't be seen. So that's the reason for that. Now, this is the first we've heard tonight of the possible road expansion. So if there's going to be some issues with that, if the road's going to encroach on that walk, right now we are showing a 5-foot wide walk. We only need a 3-foot wide walk as required by the ADA. There was a comment also there asking why it was potentially removed from the north right in front of the dining room. We have some serious grading issues at the front of the building right now. That site does rise as you exit the building to the north. So in order to make those grades work, we'd have to do some serious regrading up there. Where we've proposed it right now, it's a nice level area on the parking lot. It really works out well with providing the maximum of 2% in that parking area. So it really works better for us to move that parking out of there. Plus, the area up front, it's not even wide enough right now. They have a 9-foot, a 3-foot, and a 9-foot space. We need a total of 24 feet. We're 3 feet short. We'd be cutting into the landscape islands in that area up there, too. So, and that would even increase the issue that we have when the driveway is coming down with the slope issue. So that's why it's been moved to where it was. Other comments in the report, again, we're going to work with them. They asked for things like all white striping or all yellow striping. We'll comply with that. We'll provide the white striping. So we are here to answer any questions. This is a very significant reinvestment in this building. The whole goal of this is really to provide a building that looks like a brand new building when we're done. It's not just a slap-on remodel. It's going to last for the next 25 years. So,
question: is that, help me out here? Is that a 24-hour McDonald's? It's not. You're going to do all this remodeling and not and still maintain the business open? Are you going to be working at night?
They do work throughout different shifts. At times there may be some dining room closures, but when that happens, the drive-thru is still open. It's about an 8-week construction period, so it goes very fast. And again, the construction companies work very closely with the operators during those times. And of course, even the local officials, because the health department is always very concerned as to making sure that we don't have dust issues within the restaurant when it is open. But every single McDonald's remodel we do, we typically keep it open as much as possible. Again, there may be a day or two where the dining room is closed. Sometimes the dining room, Jeff, it can go a couple weeks if they're doing the flooring, ceilings, the whole works. Sure. But again, the drive-thru is always open when during.
As long as there's no sawdust in my cheeseburger, that's fine.
No, sir, no sawdust.
Okay. Comments or questions from the commission?
I just have a quick question or comment. First of all, they can't be open 24 hours because they're not a 24-hour business.
Okay, I didn't know if they were or not.
Today.
Okay.
No, so they can't be. I mean, we had allowed some of that when Midnight Madness was occurring at Premium Outlets, but they're not even going to be open 24 hours during their after Thanksgiving sale again this year. So as a result, it wouldn't be open 24 hours. So I guess what we'd like to do is make sure we've got your name and number, and afterwards, just because there's a significant grade change to the west of the facility, so it's just it's not going to work in the long run, and that long run is like 2 years. So it's just it's not going to work. And even so, there still might be retaining walls, and the street trees are all being removed, so we need to kind of figure something else out. I don't know what else that might be, but if it's better than it was, it might not be great, but this is a tight site, so there's not much room for manipulation anywhere on the site.
Gene, your concerns on the handicap parking?
Yes. Is thinking that someone's going to get out of their car, they're going to go north towards 120th Avenue where all that traffic is going by really fast,
right.
And it's a steep incline and there's street trees right there, and go into that and then come around and then come back. No one's going to do that. I can't envision that someone would do that. I mean, if it was completely flat and you didn't have a local arterial right there, and with all that traffic going in and out constantly, especially, it's dark now. So I in concept it works, but not abutting a very, very busy road that takes thousands and thousands, millions of people basically to that shopping center and coming back. It's just doesn't. I don't know if that makes the most sense for them at this location to be a safe situation.
Are these going to be insurmountable for you?
No, we can make things work. We'll sit down with staff and go over that.
All right.
Good.
Comments or questions? Anybody else?
What's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, if there are no other comments or questions, I recommend approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the site and operational plan for the remodeling of McDonald's. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Yes, have it. Thank you. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You can contact Tom Good, the person who made this middle.
Oh, okay.
Just contact Tom and we'll work with
you. Okay, thank you.
Item C, Plan Commission Resolution Number 1825.
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission, this is a request for Resolution 18-25, and it's request to initiate zoning text amendments. The Plan Commission may initiate a petition for amendments of the zoning ordinance, and this can include rezoning of the property, change in the zoning district boundaries, or changes in the text of our ordinance. New laws affecting zoning requirements have been approved by the state of Wisconsin as part of 2017 Act 67 that related to nonconforming lots as well as conditional uses. Village staff is reviewing these changes and evaluating the zoning ordinance sections that will need to be amended as a result of these new laws so that we could bring them back to you for adoption. The Plan Commission hereby initiates and petitions the staff to evaluate and to bring forth these changes to Act 67 to our ordinance for consideration. The changes in the zoning text are referred to the staff for study, recommendation, and scheduling of the public hearing. The Plan Commission is not, by this recommendation, making any changes or any determinations regarding the merits of anything this evening, but rather is only initiating the process by which these proposed changes to the zoning ordinance can be brought back for public hearing and evaluated by the Plan Commission and then eventually brought onto the Village Board.
How much time are you going to need on this, Jean?
Do we have a date, Peggy? Probably the December meeting, the first December 10th.
Right. So they're not that extensive?
They're not extensive, but we've had to do a lot of reviewing of the conditional use provisions as well as non-conforming use provisions. And actually, I think the draft is the staff has actually drafted them already, and we've reviewed them. But now they're going to the administrator and to the village attorney for their review.
Okay. Are these changes that were part of the budget document for the state?
Yes.
So were these the 1 a.m. or 3 a.m. variety?
I'm not sure. They were sent to us by the league, so I'm hoping that they were the last of the changes, but I don't know, but I will find out. Some of the things are very interesting, and some are affecting us right away. But, you know, our ordinances actually are in really good shape. I was actually pretty pleased when we initially drafted everything under the direction of Jim Baxter back in, you know, the early 90s. We actually went above and beyond most communities with respect to what we required in the findings of fact and the details that we had whenever we approved conditional uses. So it's not as burdensome for our community as it is for some others, but there are some unique situations and unique things that they have put into the law that we do need to put into our ordinance.
Just out of curiosity, how does the village get notified of any of these changes?
Through the league.
Through the league?
And through the American Planning Association.
Okay.
They both send documents and things to us on a regular basis so that we, and then obviously we need to, that's part of our job is to keep up to date to make sure we know what laws are being passed.
This will be a public hearing when it comes forward?
Yes.
Was it a public hearing in the state when they adopted it?
I don't believe so, but
I didn't think so.
I wasn't awake or there.
I knew the answer before I asked the question.
So I said if you're at the 1 a.m. or 3 a.m., you might be.
Okay. All right. What's your pleasure? What choice do we have?
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Motion made and second for adoption of 1825. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
That was very definitive there, Judy. Motion made and second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.